Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ, hallelujah,
of Nazareth. And we will acknowledge God at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. Father, so we know that this place is not our home. This is just a temporary holdover, God. And that you have prepared mighty ways, a mansion that are living according to your command. But until you rapture us away, God, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the heart of their sin. I'm asking you, gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the pitiment of their souls. These are the petitions, God, to place in your feet. And we be thankful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we all in unity shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you once again for tuning in to the Old Ship of Zion, where your host is overseer again. And I just thank God for you. And I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on today. And all was well, and continuing to be well in your family circle. I send out my condolences to you, those of you that have lost loved ones, have lost parents, have lost sons and daughters, have lost siblings, nieces and nephews, friends, constituents, church family members. My condolences go out to you tonight. And I pray that God would comfort your heart and bring restoration, God. God is the only one who can heal a broken heart. So I will be praying for you, and I will put your petitions before the throne grace of God. And so we will go right now on into our program. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, Always for Us. I'll say that one more time. Always for Us. And we know that God is always with us. Even in a time of a storm, we can always count on God. We can depend on Him. When we can't depend on no one else, when we can't depend on our parents, when we can't depend on our grandparents, when we can't depend on our aunts and uncles, when we can't depend on our children, when we can't depend on our pastor, when we can't depend on our mother, we can depend on God. God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And I want to encourage you that are out there in my podcast, listen to audience on tonight. I come to encourage your heart. That's one reason and one reason alone on tonight. It's encourage you. There are so many people that are discouraged and heartbroken because they know that the government system has been broken. But we know there's one system that has not been broken. And that is the system of God. That is the covenant of God that He made with us. That He would be with us until the end of the earth. And there's no one on planet earth that can assure you, that can give you a guarantee covenant that he or she would be with you until the end of the earth. And I tell you, that is a magnitude of a covenant. But God promises, that is ultimate promise that he has made with us, that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us. And I'm going to read our key scripture on tonight. And it's coming from the law of Luke 12 and 7. And it reads like this. You are of more value than many pharaohs. And we know that Naomi, her husband and their two sons, left Israel and moved to Moab because of a famine. That's read in the law of Ruth 1 and 1 through 2. And we know that one son married Ruth, the other married Orpah. Eventually, Naomi's husband and son died. That's verse 3 through 5. So she decided to return to Israel. But she felt that her daughter-in-law would be better off staying in Moab. That's in verse 6 to 13. She tried to dissuade them from going with her by saying, no, my daughter, for it grieves me very much for your sake that the hands of the Lord has gone out against me. That's in verse 13. We know that while Naomi's right in her thinking about God, perhaps the family had displayed a lack of faith by moving to pagan Moab, but God certainly was not against her. He proved this by wonderfully providing for her and Ruth after they returned to Israel. Hallelujah. You can read this scripture reading in the Law of Ruth. Just a short book. And you may be unemployed. You might have a terminal illness. The doctor might have said that you have cancer. But you can be assured you might have cancer, but the cancer do not have you. Hallelujah. You might be unemployed. You might have a disabled child or care for a loved one with Alzheimer's. God hasn't promised to keep us from such problems, but he has proven that he is always for us. And we shall take courage as Christians by what he did through Jesus. To read that in the law of Romans 5 and 8 through 9. Nothing, not even death, can separate us from love. We know that the Lord is never against us. Not even when he's chasing us. That's in the law of Hebrews 12 and 5 through 6. He is always for us. Hallelujah. We know that the one who died to save you will never be against you. And I want to encourage your heart, you that are out there in my live podcast, listening audience on tonight. I come to encourage your heart on tonight. That is my focus point, is to encourage your heart. And we know that at times, as Christians, hallelujah, we may overlook the sparrow. We may overlook the little people in their worlds. They may ignore those that they view as less valuable. We know that James said that it was wrong for a Christian to practice partiality. We can read that in the law of James 2 and 1. But it is a sin to show personal favoritism. In verse 9, the reason may be a social, economic, educational, or ethnic, but there is no excuse for disrespecting people with our attitude and our words. Jesus didn't do this. Jesus crossed all kinds of traditional barriers. Talked with the tax collector, the sinner, the non-Jews, the people of mixed races, the poor, as well as the rich. He came to identify with each of us and to pay the price on the cross for all of our sins. We know that when a sparrow falls, the Father takes note of it. But he cares much more for people, including the underbird. Perhaps we need a little more, hallelujah, of God's love to convince us that God loves us. God loves you unconditionally. And God do not play favoritism to anyone. God loves us to the same degree, to the same volume, to the same equation. God loves us. And I want you to know, you that out there in my digital live podcast audience on tonight, God loves you. And God went on to prove his love kind when he went to Calvary Cross. Don't let no devil in hell or outside around hell have you to thinking that no one loves you. Have you to thinking that there's no such thing that God loves you. Because God loves you. Just look around you. And you can see that the people that have this minute of this planet, and now they're lying in their resting place. You have lost loved ones. You have lost friends. You have lost constituents. But yet God left you here. And you wonder why, dear Ward. I come to encourage you that God loves you. God has not wrote you off. God has a commission for you. God has an assignment for you to do in his vineyard. All he needs you to be is a willing and able body. God has work for all of those that need employment in his vineyard. We know that it's interesting to note what Jesus saw as he met people. His encounter with the wealthy young man seeking eternal life is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Mark includes this telling detail. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Some people might have seen this young man as an arrogant person in verses 19 through 20, while others might have envied his wealth. But Jesus looked at him with love. We often focus on the man's sad departure and apparent unwillingness to give up his riches and follow Jesus in verse 22. When the disciples wondered aloud about this difficulty of a rich man entering the kingdom of God, verse 26, Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible, verse 27. We know that Jesus sees us through eyes of love and invite us to follow him. God has all seeing eyes and all forgiving hearts. And we know that for 9 long years, Saul hounded David as one hunt a pagan in the mountains. That's read in the law of 1 Samuel 26 and 20. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? David prayed, how long will you hide your face? How long will my enemies be exalted over me? today's world. We get vexed when we get affliction. We want a sudden solution. We want a quick fix. But some things can't be fixed. They can only be born. But we can't complain to God in our troubles. We can go to Him. We have a Heavenly Father who wants us to engage with Him in our struggles. He understands His children as no one else can. We return to Him with our complaints. We come to our senses. And in days, His thoughts went back to life certainty that God loves. David reminded himself, I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me. That's in verse 5 through 6. We know that suffering may persist, but David could sing in the midst of his trials, for he was God's beloved child. That's all he needs to know. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to encourage you all today. You can take courage to know that God loves you. God loves you with everything that He had offered. That was His life. That was His blood and His sacrifice. And I want you to take courage. Know that He cares. He's sharing our grief. He's sharing our worries. And He shares in our triumph. So I want you to be encouraged that God loves you. Stand. When all else falls, God loves stand sure. God loves stand forever without an end in sight. So I take a hope of God's love on tonight. Put that in the crevice of your heart. That this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves you on tonight. Overseer Lord loves you on tonight. And you have many other brothers and sisters around this planet that love you. I want you to take that to heart and believe it and receive that. God loves you like no other one can. And in ending, I hope and pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. If I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondence and make it a tenant. Pitching to Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And until we meet again, all these are ways. You're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you.